Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
One of the most ironic stories in Republican politics right now is how hard Donald Trump just sideswiped Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Just effed Mike Johnson over after months of Johnson running defense for Donald Trump's blatant pedophile connections. Mike Johnson has been quite literally running around the Capitol as it was shut down so he could halt, he could stall the release of the files and please his pedophile overlords. And in the final few days, as we're leading into the Epstein vote that's going to happen today, and as Donald Trump realized he lost all momentum and over 100 Republican congressmen and women were going to go against him, were going to go against his wishes and vote for the release of the files, Donald Trump, in one swipe, flips his position, and as this Axios article reads, Trump pulls the rug on Mike Johnson over the Epstein files. President Trump's stunning reversal has undercut months of work by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, quite literally risking a lot of political capital, putting a lot on the line, and shutting the government down in order to protect Donald Trump, and Donald Trump throws him under the bus just like that. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was just mentioned by Thomas Massie in front of all of the Epstein survivors. It's quite a sight to see the Epstein survivors clapping as a Republican describes how he's had to brush up against the friction of the president, the AG, the FBI director, and the Speaker of the House just to get the release of the files. Take a listen to this.
I have people, other survivors of other sex crimes, who come to me and say, thank you. You give me hope. You give us hope. There is hope here. We fought the president, the attorney general, the FBI director, the Speaker of the House, and the vice president to get this win. But they're on our side today, though. So let's give them some credit as well.
Absolutely not. They don't get any credit for reversing their positions after months of trying to, you know, not even have transparency for these survivors. They were throwing these survivors under the bus, and the second that they lost momentum, they decided to flip positions. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, honestly, is getting it the worst. He put the most political capital up at risk, and he's losing his bet.
They are finally on the side of justice. And as Roe said, don't muck it up in the Senate. Don't get too cute. We're all paying attention.
Okay, no, Donald Trump is not on the side of justice. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is not on the side of justice. They are on their own side. They are taking their own side. And if you watch my previous video, Mark Epstein is even saying, Jeffrey Epstein's brother is saying, the DOJ is very likely to hide and cover up any mentions of Trump throughout these files. I want to show you this clip of Jasmine Crockett explaining how Mike Johnson doesn't deserve any credit. He's not actually flipping his position. He's the one who tried to stop the release. Listen to this.
He's full of shit. Because here's the thing. Number one, we know that he didn't even bring the House back in because he was trying to avoid us dealing with Epstein. In fact, he would not even swear in a duly elected, now new member of Congress, depriving and having to be sued by her state and others because they literally did not have any representation. He violated the Constitution to avoid this. So miss me on pretending that this is about the victims. They shut down the House in a time when Americans could not eat, all because they did not want to deal with the Epstein files. And he has called it a hoax. And now he's saying that, well, there's something to investigate. He is all over the place. The one thing that we know for sure is that he was sued not once, but at least twice by alleged child sex victims alongside Epstein. You tell me what other Democrat was named as a defendant alongside Epstein prior to all of this jazz ever happening. We're talking about 9 years ago.
Very, very well said by Jasmine Crockett, especially the part about Donald Trump being all over the place. In one breath, he'll say that this is a hoax, that it's a complete hoax. There are no Epstein files. There's nothing there. And then in the next breath, he'll say that there is stuff worth investigating, but it's the Democrats that he's going to investigate. Then in the next breath, he'll say again that it's completely a hoax that was made up in 2019 to 2020 when he was the president. He blames it on his own FBI most of the time. But listen to this. The Epstein issue has plagued the House since the summer. Now the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is about to face a clear defeat. He was quite literally running to the Capitol sweating today as this vote is about to happen, as he has been for the past few months. But today, he's uniquely worried. He then kept the House out of session for nearly 2 months, a move that, intentionally or not, it was intentional, delayed the discharge petition from reaching the floor. Quote, "What I am opposed to is the reckless disregard that was used in drafting this discharge petition. There is no reckless disregard. The discharge petition is intentionally crafted in such a way where it protects any victims, any identities. It has discretion while also at the same time making sure that there's transparency. Trump reversed months of calls to block the Epstein vote only after hundreds of Republicans switched and after GOP Representative Thomas Massie made a clear call for Republicans to break with Donald Trump on the Epstein files. He says essentially the Epstein files will last longer than Trump's presidency. He makes a good point. Quote, by 2030, he's not going to be the president, and you will have voted to protect pedophiles if you don't vote to release those files. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is speaking with the survivors right now, calling out Donald Trump again.
I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for six years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating 8 men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me. And I want to tell you that this only became possible today because the American people whom we serve as representatives here in Congress demanded that this vote happen, and they put more pressure on every single elected politician in this city than has ever been put on them. And today you are going to see probably a unanimous vote in the House to release the Epstein files, but the real fight will happen after that.
Here's a really powerful moment where an Epstein survivor talks about how this is not a hoax. This is an experience lived by all of the people there.
It is also not a hoax. We are here as American survivors of a man who used his wealth and power to hurt young girls and women. The world should see the files to know who Jeffrey Epstein was and how the system catered to him and failed us. Emotionally, this process has been distressing. First, the administration said it would release everything and then applauded President Trump for that. Then it fought to release nothing. Now that checks and balances of our democracy have worked and the bill is getting passed to release the files, we are hearing the administration say they intend to investigate various Democrats who were friends with Epstein. I beg you, President Trump, please stop making this political. It is not about you, President Trump. You are our president. Please start acting like it. Show some class, show some real leadership. Show that you actually care about the people other than yourself. I voted for you, but your behavior on this issue has been a national embarrassment. It is time to take the honest, moral ground and support the release of these files, not to weaponize pieces of the files against random political enemies that did nothing wrong, but to understand who Epstein's friends were, who covered for him, what financial institutions allowed his trafficking to continue, who knew what he was doing but was too much of a coward to do anything about it.
Really well said. Really good points about the power dynamics early on of rich, powerful men using and abusing the system, using and abusing their power to cover up their vast amounts of abuse. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. Double check to make sure you're subscribed, and I'll post again in an hour. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.